For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank. Treating addictions from nicotine to the current deadly epidemic of opioids and heroin has just become another nationally recognized area of research in the Memphis medical community. The University of Tennessee's College of Medicine has been named by the Addiction Medicine Foundation as its very first Center for Excellence.
We're the first major United States medical school that's integrated addiction medicine into a community.
That's the center's director, Daniel Sumrock, at the announcement yesterday. He says that the key word is integrated.
It means that we're part of the fabric of the medical community, so that if someone comes to the emergency room and they have an issue that's impacted by or they need treatment for an addiction, the emergency room doctor can call us just like he could call a specialist if the patient was having chest pain.
And that's essential at a time when 26% of deaths in Tennessee are related to addictions. More than 1,200 Tennesseans died from overdoses in 2014. Addictive drugs are also responsible for one-third of hospital costs in Memphis. Kevin Kunz, executive vice president of the Addiction Medicine Foundation, says that doctors are starting to see addiction in a different light.
Medicine has said, it's a disease physicians should pay attention to. It's a disease we should train physicians about.
Mark Norris, the state of Tennessee's Senate Majority Leader, said there's growing political support for addiction centers.
This addiction problem, it affects everything we do in this community one way or another.
UT's Center for Addiction Science has already treated hundreds of patients since it opened last July. For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank.